Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I've got a very, very quick episode for you today. I just flew in from Austin, Texas. I'm in Los Angeles, California, helping co-train an event over here, and I ran into a little situation on the airplane. I thought, wow, this would be a great learning experience. My plane left Austin at 7:35 in the morning, which meant for me to get to the airport, based on where I live, on time, I had to be up at 4:30 in the morning, and I had to hit the road by about 5:15 to get there on time. So here's the deal, right? I ate breakfast before I left, and when I got on the plane, by the time I got on the plane, we're up in the air. First thing I did was pass out a little bit, and then when I woke up, I realized I hadn't eaten for almost 4.5 to 5 hours, and I noticed that my arms were shaking. So what do you do when you're on an airplane and they're not serving food, so to speak? There's no meals being served, but there's beverages, and you've got low blood sugar. What vegan options do you have? So this is what I did. Fortunately, I had the foresight to bring my little I brought a small tub of protein with me. It's a protein from a company called MRM. It's a veggie protein, 100% vegan, and I just bought it for no reason other than the fact that it was on sale at the store that I was at, and it tastes good. I brought that. I was able to store that in my backpack, no problem, bring that on. And I brought my little – I have a blender ball, and it's not the big, fat, wide one. It's the thinner one so that I could fit that in my backpack, and it doesn't take up a whole lot of space. So I had those two things going for me. So I had my protein components. Now, the next thing was, all right, so I've got my protein taken care of. What else do I eat? We need some carbohydrates and fat. So understand that there are very few vegan options on the airplane, but there are some. So I went to the back, and I asked if they had some peanuts, and they did. So they had plain peanuts. Now, watch out, because sometimes, depending on which airline you're flying, I was flying Southwest, they might have honey roasted versus plain. You want to make sure you get the plain. I mean, if you're 100% vegan, you don't want the honey either. But I was able to get some peanuts. I got my protein in. And here's the cool thing. Here's a little tip for you. I waited until after the service cart went by, and it wasn't by choice. I was unconscious, completely passed out. But what I noticed is once the plane settles down, and you've got the flight attendants kind of chilling out, not doing much at all, not really serving guests on the plane, I went to the back and I just kind of chatted it up a little bit with one of the flight attendants sitting down and told him, I said, hey, how's it going? Listen, I missed the little service cart that went by, and my blood sugar is really low. I'm actually shaking a little bit. Do you by any chance have any peanuts or pretzels? And the guy looked up at me and said, yeah, absolutely. And he pointed to a storage container unit that was above the overhead. It was in the overhead storage or above the back seat. And he said, just open that up and help yourself. And I said, what? I get to help myself? He said, yeah. And he literally said this, take as many bags as you want. So I did, because you probably know this. If you ever get a bag of peanuts, it's like the tiniest little bag. I mean, there's no way that's going to satisfy any hunger or help you raise your blood sugar in any way. So I opened up that container or that storage unit, pulled out a basket, and took out like 5 bags of peanuts. So I did that. I was able to make a protein shake, put all that down, and within about 15 minutes, felt like $100. I mean, not $1 million, more like $100. I mean, it was good to satisfy. I didn't have all the perfect nutrition. When you're eating peanuts, peanuts are a really good source of omega-6 fatty acids, but you know, you really want to get your blend of omega-6 and omega-3. So I didn't really have my omega-3s on me, but at least I got protein. I got some fatty acids in. Peanuts, believe it or not, also have a passable amount of carbohydrates, which is perfect for anybody who is trying to drop a lot of body fat. It's perfect for that. You're not going to spike your blood sugar extraordinarily high in any way, so it's extremely low glycemic, and it's satisfying all at the same time. So if you're in a pinch, make sure that you at least go back, ask for the peanuts, and if you really need some fast-acting carbohydrates, ask for the pretzels. Almost every airline has pretzels, no problem. And what I realize is if you do it after all the beverage service stuff is settled down, you can get basically the keys to the vault and get as much as you want. I even asked for a little bit of the nasty tomato juice. And the guy said, yeah, have as much as you want. Have as many cans as you want, in fact. So I took him up on that. I only had one can. But anyway, I did that. I felt great. And hopefully you can learn from that too. So one thing I'm going to recommend, no matter what you do, make sure that you, when you're traveling, have your protein on you just in case. Because not because, you know, some of you, depending on what your goals are, you might not need a whole lot of protein all the time. But the reason is, it goes through security without any problem. It's just powder, and it goes in a little plastic container. But you got to make sure that you've got a bottle, a shaker bottle, so that you can make your protein drink at any time, because all you need is water to be able to pull it off. So, small thing of protein. Another really good protein to bring is Sun Warriors protein, because they have their protein in it's like a really heavy-duty plastic bag. And that really fits in the luggage super well, because it kind of forms to whatever shape you want it to instead of a big bulky can. And when it comes to your shaker bottle, again, I use the thin, lean blender ball. I love the blender ball. You need that so that you don't get the clumps. But I don't use the big wide mouth ones, because that would just take up a lot more space in my backpack. And you know what it's like on these planes these days. It's cramped in there. So that's it for today. I hope you can utilize these tips. Go ahead and send me your feedback if you've got any. Go to our blog at veganbodyrevolution.com. Feel free to friend us on Facebook. Like our fan page at facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. Also, if you have not yet done this, make sure you pick up your very own free copy of your vegan muscle building ebook, which will show you how I built 7.25 pounds of muscle in 28 days. Go to veganmusclebook.com. And for those of you who have been sending me emails and questions about our 28-day rapid vegan muscle building program, oh, it's coming, baby. It's coming. I'm going to have a date for you. I received all the workouts from a man, IFPA pro bodybuilder, vegan 100% all the way. I received all the workouts for the 28-day period. We're going to go over a full review and work out the logistics, so I'll have dates and tuition information posted very, very, very soon. Look out for that this week. And for those of you who want to do the rapid fat loss program, I will be updating the website for that, but you can go ahead and enroll. There is no big group that's starting all at once. All the materials are delivered to you electronically 100%, and I'll be there live for your support. If you have any questions, you can call, or you can put your questions in our private Facebook page where we answer that, and along with all the students involved, they'll help you answer any questions you have as well. All right? And ladies, those of you who want to build a nice, firmer tone, more bubbly booty, 100% vegan style, we've got a program coming up for you too, so stay tuned for that. Listen, thanks so much for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock from the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.